Harper has gotten three straight non-strikes called by Phil Cuzzy. I don't know what he did to Phil Cuzzy, but that's a ridiculous sequence. And Phil Cuzzy is hearing about it from the Phillies bench right now. And he well should hear about it. 1-2 pitch. And that one is...
That's again, that he just doesn't understand the zone right now. He's really lost. I'm a little surprised JT...
I'm a little surprised that somebody on the bench hasn't been thrown out of this game at this point.
Right.
Kirkering ready, the 2-2. And that one is another strike he misses. He's literally struck him out three times.
I've never seen anything like this.
What is going on?
Well, there it was. That was Scott Fransky, Kevin Stocker on the call last night out there in San Francisco.
Scott's the best, man.
That was a terrible, terribly umped game and umped eighth inning from Phil Cuzzy. Yeah, that was unbelievable commentary from Scott there.
I like Scott, man, because Scott has a way of saying things that I guess he thinks should happen.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
And for him to say, I'm surprised nobody's gotten thrown out, like basically saying that somebody needs to do something.
Yeah.
This is egregious.
Not as direct as LA usually is.
You feel it, man. And that's why I love listening to him, man, because he does a great job. And I say this every time I hear one of his cuts. He does a great job of bringing you inside the game. He really, really does.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. The best is being in the booth at the games when the umpire is a disaster and L.A. is just losing his mind.
L.A. is the best,
It's great because you hear him on the air, but also his like mannerisms, just throws his arms up in the sky. It's pretty funny to watch. But yeah, I mean, Phil Cuzzy was a disaster last night. Calls Bryce Harper out on strikes. And you go look at the pitches in this pitch sequence. None of them were strikes. Absolutely none of them were strikes. Bryce Harper called out looking. The zone was all over the place all night long. And then Kirkering, in the bottom of the eighth inning, he had the guy struck out three times. And nothing... Phil Cuzzy misses all the calls. And hey, we don't need to do the robot ump discussion again. I think we all know... Everybody's pretty much on board with this at this point. I don't think anybody at this point is still clamoring for the Phil Cuzzies and CB Buckners of the world to be umpiring games. But, you know, it was just awful last night. And here was Bryce Harper after the game on some of those missed calls in the eighth inning.
I felt confident tonight. Felt really good where I was. And thought I was going to be in some good counts. And thought I was going to be in some good situations. But, sometimes that happens. And umpire took over the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happened. The umpire did take over the game, and he was brutal.
I will say this about that, though. As egregious as those calls were, still got a hit, man.
Yep.
This team is in a situation where, for the last couple of weeks, there has been some really, really good pitching that you haven't taken advantage of. So, you're not going to get those calls. It's almost like a defensive lineman that is talking about holding when he's not getting off the blocks. You know what I mean? So it's kind of the same thing. As much as you want that call and you want it to go your way, if you're not a team that's not hitting the ball anyway, does it really matter?
No, I mean, you can't blame it solely
for sure. Yeah, you can't. I mean, but I get it. But you have to do your job. You know, you got to go out there and you got to move runners over, man. You got to get on base. You got to hit the baseball.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
No, absolutely. And I mean, the offense didn't do their job, but Cuzzy was just brutal.
Yeah, I get that. Definitely get that part. That was horrible.
Yeah, no. And the question does become, with Rob Thompson, what should he have done? Here was Topper talking about it after the game and whether Kirkering got squeezed in that bottom of the eighth.
Do you think Kirkering got squeezed there in the eighth, and do you think that affected the inning?
Well, I heard that. I haven't seen the pitches yet. I haven't looked at the tape, but he was having trouble gripping the ball for whatever reason. The balls were a little bit slick, so he couldn't more in a slider than his fastball. But.
Now, I think Topper's being a little diplomatic there.
You got to be.
I would like to hear him come out a little stronger in defense of his guy. But as far as getting kicked out here, because like you said, Scott kind of talking about it there, like something needs to happen. Somebody needs to stand up and get run here. Do you think Rob Thompson should have gotten kicked out of that game?
That is not what Rob Thompson does. That's not his demeanor. I mean, we've sat here and we watched Bryce get plunked quite a few times. And as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, when he came back, he got hit. Got hit again, and nothing happened. So that's just not what he's going to do. So I think at this point, I mean, it would be great to see, but I just don't think that this is this team's demeanor. Suburban energy. You know, that suburban energy, nobody's jumping out that minivan throwing hands.
So you were okay with Topper not doing it?
I mean, it's almost like asking somebody to do something that's not in their nature.
I hear you, and I'll say this. I was originally in that spot, but the more I hear Scott there and look at it, the more I think Topper probably should have gotten run last.
You
got to do something.
Scott described it as the bench was giving it to the umpire.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're Topper, you're really just going to sit there and be like, guys, I don't know. Like, I got to see if there are strikes or not. Like, no, dude, the guys on your team are screaming at the umpire, go out there and chew him out, dude. It's the eighth inning. Like, what's the worst that can happen? You get ejected?
Again, you're asking somebody to do something that's not in their comfort zone.
I don't care. But he's gotten kicked out before.
He has.
Like a time or two.
How long ago was that?
I don't know. I think earlier this year he did.
Maybe earlier this year he did.
I'm not sure.
It's not like he's never done it, though. Like, he's done it before.
But at first, I was on the side, honestly, of, you know, I don't think it's that big a deal. And then I just heard Topper's answer, and that just annoyed me. Like, you know what? You got to do something. That was a Mickey Mouse answer from Topper.
The biggest thing is that the players were clearly upset about it. Your clubhouse, the guys in your dugout there, are pissed off at this umpire. And it's a problem to the point where they think it's egregious. Go out there and have their back.
Yeah. Yeah. Go get run. Get kicked out of the game.
Come on, Douglas.
Go to the clubhouse and have a beer, Topper.
You know what that sounds like when you say that?
Have a jack.
You're egging somebody to go out there and swing on somebody or hook with somebody.
No, nobody
really
needs to
know.
Hold on.
No, why? Hooking. I'm just saying. That's the analogy.
There's a middle ground between somebody getting swung on in a Don Zimmer situation. And somebody just going to chew out the umpire.
Yeah, I don't want to see Topper getting thrown down by Rafael Devers or something.
But you don't understand what I'm saying. It's like say if you're somewhere and somebody's egging you on to go, well, go say something. Say something.
Yeah.
And you really, like, I don't want to, you know, I really
don't
want to do that.
I don't want that energy from my manager,
that's kind of what it feels.
Come on,
like,
man.
But like, that
he's
got to
do something.
That was the beginning of the end of Joe Girardi, when everyone was like, this guy is asleep in the dugout.
It's true.
What did they call him last week?
Rob
Zombie. And let me be clear. I'm a pro Topper guy, but that answer, that was a terrible answer from Topper. No, I'm disappointed in him.
I'm not going to lie. It's telling when Scott says it like that. Somebody needs to do something. Yeah. Well, we know, you know, he's in the booth, so Topper's not going to do anything.
Right. If, like, the play-by-play broadcaster is saying, hey, is anybody awake down there? Somebody go do something.
When they say he ain't about that life.
I mean, come on, Topper. That was bad. That was bad stuff. He's got to go do something there, Hugh.
I mean,
Come on, Douglas.
I mean, when y'all say it like that, it is kind of funny.
Yeah.
And what did he? Wait a minute.
That's a soft take.
What did he say? What did he say in the press conference again, Kyle?
Yeah, let's play the Topper sound again here.
Do you think Kirkering got squeezed there in the eighth, and do you think that affected the inning?
Well, I heard that. I haven't seen the pitches yet. I haven't looked at the
He don't want none of that smoke.
He was having trouble gripping the ball for whatever reason. The ball's a little bit slick, so he couldn't more on a slider than his fastball.
I'm sorry,
I heard that.
That's just like somebody calling you a name, and you'd be like, he just called you a name. Well, I didn't hear that.
Well, hang on.
He says, I heard that. He's watching the game from the dugout. Like, you're watching the game.
The other problem with it is that not only did he not have his players back, he goes to Kirkering, who's having trouble gripping the ball.
He blamed
Kirkering for it.
It has nothing to do with it.
Maybe he was missing the zone. He's having trouble gripping the ball. What are you talking about?
Okay. Oh, my God.
Maybe this one
Come
time.
Come on, Douglas. Maybe,
Come on,
maybe,
you.
Okay, maybe this one time.
Apologize.
Just this one time.
We finally successfully bully you into changing his opinion.
I've been trying for a while now.
They've been bullying me quite a bit. But that was kind of soft, though.
Yeah, that was terrible. That was an awful answer.
Maybe I didn't see it that way. Maybe I didn't see it the same way.
Not going to lie, I was fully prepared to defend Topper. And then I heard that answer, and I'm like, I can't defend this. This is just soft. Like, this is not in the spirit of competition.
I was trying to find the good in me.
Oh, yeah. Stop. What did I tell you yesterday?
Yeah. Stop. We are adults.
We don't find the good in people.
We are adults, and we have to act accordingly.
Stop trying to find the good in everybody.
Now, the guy who's saying that we're adults is the guy who couldn't get past that one of the callers said, raid the box in the first segment.
Yeah, raid the box.
Yeah, we're adults. I don't think we're as adults as you think we are, 215-592.
Raid the box was crazy.
What would 0405 Hugh Douglas do?
I'd probably be somewhere with some handcuffs on or something.
Didn't
like that.
You watch Theo
I'm trying to move. I'm trying to move past those days.
So you used to be about that life.
I want that Hugh Douglas back.
I'm trying to be moved past those days.
You used to be about that life. He's not about that life anymore.
I've been going to therapy. I've been doing therapy
with Dr. Carp.
Definitely not with Dr. Carp. Shout out to Coach Dr. James, George James. That's my psychiatrist.
215-592.
I need to make an appointment.
I want to have a chat with that dude.
215-592-9494. Should Topper have gotten ejected last night? Absolutely. And do you think the Phillies need to make a big splash at the trade deadline, trading a guy like Andrew Painter, even trading somebody from the major league roster, trading an Alec Boehm, really shaking up this roster? Is that what they need, or are you okay with a couple minor moves to try to improve this team? Let's go back to the phones. Go to Zoe and Bluebell. What's up, Zoe?
What is going on, gentlemen? Let me tell you. Listen, first thing we got to talk about is Rob Thomson not getting out there and getting in somebody's face. Listen, that ump cost them the game. It wasn't just like, you know, the Harper, you know, the bad pitches to Harper, but he gave pitches to the other team. You know, Kirkering struck him out three times. It's like that in my mind is reason enough for you to get out of the – literally it cost you the game. It was a 1-1 game at that time. Mm. You've got to come out of the dugout. You've got to back up your guys. You got to say something. And this goes back to, you know, weeks ago where a Harper got hit and we didn't retaliate. He's too soft. Listen, I've been a Topper. I've been backing him up this entire time. But now I feel like the guys aren't doing what he wants them to do because he's not showing any backbone. It's like you got to stand up, man up, protect your players, protect your team, and make a move. And we do need a big splash this offseason, or we're going to end up home watching the playoffs after the first round. That's my take.
Well, I agree with that part, Zoe. But and yeah, I mean, Topper, he's got to do something in that spot. You can't just react like that.
Come on, Hugh. Come on, Douglas. I'm glad you flipped sides on this one.
Well, I'm trying to be an adult in this situation, and all the time you don't need to handle it with violence or potential violence.
He never handled it though.
He ain't about that life though. Like there are some people about that action. Topper's not about that action all the time. But I get
you
what you're saying.
You know what? He need an assistant coach to be up there handling that business for him. If he ain't going to do it, get you an enforcer.
Yeah,
get
but
you
it, but
don't go out there and bark.
Yeah, you're right. But it don't hit the same if you're not the guy doing it, though. I get
right.
what you're saying.
You're
but
right.
he got to be
you're
the
right.
guy that's doing it. But that's just like that's just like Zoe. That's like going somewhere with somebody and you're about to get in a street fight. And you know he ain't about to throw no hands. You know you about to get beat up. You know what I mean? You about to get beat up. So it's kind of the same thing.
But you know what? His team, they're not fearful of him, and that's why they don't – I mean, granted, they're starting to play some small ball now, but because of that lack of fear of what your manager might do, you talk crazy. You know what I mean? You do whatever you want to do, and you're like, hey, this is just the way I play. This is the way – listen, I hate to say it, but I hope we let Boehm go. I talked about it at the beginning of the year.
Mm.
Listen, let him go. He's playing just good enough for us to get something for him. Let him go. Let's make some big splashes. Show the team you're trying to mean business. You're trying to make some moves. A small thing ain't going to do it because we still got the same team, and they're going to do the same crap, you know, low and outside on those pitches, and they're going to be swinging strikes or swinging on the first pitch. I mean, let me just relax.
Yeah, I got you, Zoe.
You're getting hyped. Zoe sounds like he's about that action.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Zoe. Let me be clear. We're not calling for violence. Like, I'm not calling for Topper to go out and start swinging on Phil Cuzzy, but maybe a little verbal assault?
A verbal assault.
Yeah. You know, just, you know, say, hey man.
Hey, man,
what
doing?
The bleep are you doing?
What you doing?
What, open your bleeping eyes.
Stick your chest out and get in his face and let
yeah.
him see what your breath smell like or something. Get all up
head
in his face.
Out of your ass.
No, I'm with you.
Well, I do want to get your perspective, though, Hugh. Like, as a player, you're in that situation. You see the manager not doing anything. Like, from the clubhouse, because I generally disagree with the assessment that players don't respect him. They see him as soft or whatever. But if you're in that clubhouse, how do you kind of react after a situation like that?
Me personally, I've been known to overreact a lot of times. So that's why I'm trying to course correct as much as I can. So that's why when I see the egregious things that happen and the fact that Scott said it, because Scott tries to play it he does play it down the middle, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
But to hear that coupled with what actually happened, it kind of it makes you feel like something was warranted in that situation.
But from a player's perspective, can that impact like how you view a manager? Or do you think they're just so accustomed with the fact that's the way Topper is, it doesn't faze them?
I will say this. If in that situation, if Topper would have went out there and stuck his chest out, that would have made me look at him differently. Like, oh my gosh, he does have a pulse or something like that. Yeah, there's something to that. And he got ejected. I would say, yeah, there's something to that.
Yeah, and that I think is important to do that sometimes and go show your players that, and they all know he cares, but sometimes you do need to do stuff like that. And yeah, I mean, just looking at this pitch by pitch last night, all these pitches, two of the three pitches are fully in the zone. The other one's right on the line, and to not call any of those strikes is just awful. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Aaron.
C-O-O-D-M-O-R-N-I-N-G. Philadelphia.
I mean, come on.
Oh, my God.
Little shout out to Chris from Middletown Town. Trying to turn a new leaf, boys.
I can tell.
It's nice to be nice, and I'm trying to be nice. TK, I got to tell you, you were very hurtful. You know, words sometimes do hurt, and you were a little bit mean yesterday.
A little bit.
Well, Aaron, if you have a good call, I won't be mean. But you're not off to a great start today, man.
You haven't even given this host / caller relationship a chance to mature and bloom.
I'm giving it a chance right now, Aaron.
You don't want to do that.
But every second that goes by, I'm losing patience with you.
Hey, Kyle, I need more fire and energy like I had like you did in the pre-call, man. That is dynamite radio, my friend.
I need you to get to the Phillies.
Oh, is that what we're talking about today, the Phillies?
Oh, my God.
Hey, in terms of the Topper and the Harper thing, you know, Topper not coming out and nobody coming to the defense of Harper every time that somebody plunks him, it's just a sign that, you know, this team is what it is. And there is no fire. There is no desire. There is no passion. You know, and I understand, Hugh, that Topper's, you know, personality isn't to come out of that dugout with his hair on fire, but that, at this point, is what needs to happen. There has to be a spark. There has to be something to ignite this team.
Yeah, I mean, there does need to be something to ignite them, Aaron. They didn't get it from Topper last night, for sure.
And then, Tom.
Yes.
You know, outside of them bringing in Judge, Otani, Tatis, Machado, I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to bring in another Merrifield or Kepler or Hayes?
Well, I want somebody better than that. Yeah,
there's definitely nothing in between any of those, you know, the greatest players in baseball and total turds.
It's not going to matter. These guys, you know, somebody, the next time that Harper gets plunked, somebody's got to run out of that dugout and just tackle or give the guy a forearm shiver, something. Take the 10-day suspension, but they've got to light a fire under this team.
Larry, you just said it doesn't matter.
Yesterday, that ump needs to be brought up on charges, man. That guy needs to be thrown out of the Major League Baseball.
Well, it was a terrible performance, Aaron. I appreciate your call. I think I appreciate your call. But Phil Cuzzy, he was brutal last night. And it is funny because you look around Major League Baseball and the player recently, I forget the guy's name, who is now being subject of an investigation because of like a single pitch. I don't know if this has to do with people bet on a pitch being a ball instead of a strike. Now he's getting investigated.
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe, do we need to look into Phil Cuzzy here? I think he had a little bit of dough on that game last night.
Seriously?
Probably. I'm kidding around. I'm being facetious.
I'm just saying. Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Being facetious.
I was about to say, for real?
No, I just think he can't see. I just think he's a bad umpire.
Yeah, he probably was that.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. But with Aaron, we can all agree he's intentionally being bad on the air, right? Like I think it's got to be intentional.
I think he thinks that it's cute.
You can't naturally.
And it's really annoying.
I don't think he can naturally be that bad. You know,
you'd be surprised, man.
You mean Aaron?
Yeah.
I mean, y'all, but see, because
you're an Aaronsman.
I'm not an Aaronsman. Sounds weird to me. No, I'm just saying. I mean, he, I.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I mean, I didn't.
Kyle, I already know what it is, but Kyle, your thoughts on Aaron?
He's a lot, man. He's a lot.
I mean, you talk to him more than we do.
Yeah.
I've taken two of Aaron's calls now, and this is the way I'll put it. I think there's a lot of room for improvement.
Out of the list of the callers that call, Aaron is the one that bothers me the least.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's like by far the most for me.
Yeah, well, yeah, because that y'all got something going.
You know, yeah, for me,
I can name some other callers that, well, I won't, but, you know, there's some other people.
Cowboy Jim's bothersome.
Yeah, but
in kind of an endearing way, maybe.
But, like, Cowboy Jim, you almost know what the shtick is. Like, Aaron, you have to, and you don't know this, but, like, when I'm on the phone with him back here, I can't, like, it's like pulling teeth trying to get him to, like, say what he has to say. He's got to do his whole routine with me back here, and I just don't need it, man. Well, I don't need it.
And just a pet peeve for me as a host. Is like when you get on, you ask us what we're talking about. I can't stand that. That's
quarterback problems. I don't have to deal with all that.
Yeah. Well, I got you. It's just frustrating. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Back to your calls on all the stuff with the Phillies. If you're upset with Topper for not getting a run going after Phil Cuzzy last night and on the deadline, I want the Phillies to do something drastic coming up. Speaking of that, I have a name that I think is kind of interesting when you look at guys who could be available potentially at the deadline. Give you a proposal thought of coming up next. 215-592-9494. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Hatfield just dropped something special, people. Marinated carnitas. They're boneless, and it's pork. It's a pork roast, and it's boneless. It's tender, juicy, flavor for days. This isn't your average pork roast, people. This is a next-level pork roast. The new Hatfield Marinated Carnitas Pork Roast is perfect for Sunday dinner or whenever you want to feel like a hero without breaking a sweat. Trust me, you're going to want to grab one. Put some pork on your fork. Hit up simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.